Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Challenges of a King by K.M. Ashman, narrated by Toby Longworth. Prologue. Normandy, A.D. 1038. Garnier of Falaise sat in the centre of the wooden hut at the rear of the tannery, carefully nursing the remains of the previous night's fire. In his hand he held a fistful of straw, feeding it into the glowing embers as he gently blew them back to life. His wife, Catiline, and their two young boys lay fast asleep under the heavy sheepskin fleeces covering the sleeping pallet, a luxury he had shared only a few minutes earlier. But with the night only half gone, he had arisen to use the last of the firewood, determined to add whatever warmth he could to the bitterly cold hut.
"What are you doing?"
asked Catiline quietly from the bed. Garnier looked over and saw his wife peering at him in the light of the solitary candle.
"I thought you were asleep," he said. "I am trying to rescue what is left of the fire."
"That's the last of our firewood."
"It is. But I will take the boys to the forest later and gather more, so we may as well use what we have."
"I told you," said Catiline. "If we block all the holes between the laths, this place will be far warmer."
"I know," sighed Garnier, turning back to the fire. "And I swear that I will do so as soon as I get a chance. Since the Duke died, I have hardly had a moment to do what needs to be done."
He leaned forward and resumed his gentle blowing.
"It's been almost 3 years,"
said his wife, as wisps of smoke started to rise upwards towards the roof.
"We should be grateful we still have employment. Many have been left without a roof over their heads. At least we have an income, and our children do not starve."
"You are right,"
said Garnier, kneeling and feeding the tiny flames with kindling.
"We have much to be grateful for."
"Leave the fire," said his wife, "and come back to bed. The night is only half done."
Garnier sighed and sat back on his heels, but before he could stand up, someone tapped on the door. Catiline sat bolt upright and stared across the reed-covered floor at her husband.
"Who is it?"
she whispered.
"How am I supposed to know?" asked Garnier, getting to his feet. "It's the middle of the night."
He walked over and placed his ear against the door, jumping when the knock came again, this time accompanied by a voice.
"Garnier of Falaise, my name is Alan of Brittany. Open this door in the name of the Duke."
The tanner looked over at his wife, now out of bed, with one of the fleeces wrapped around her shoulders.
"Who's Alan of Brittany?" she whispered.
"He was one of the Duke's trusted men," replied Garnier.
"What do you think he wants?"
Before he could respond, the voice came again.
"Garnier of Falaise, open this door immediately, or I swear I will have you removed as tanner before this day is out."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?